Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name.
There's a mighty fire sweeping across this nation.
Amen. 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 Amen.
We may not think we feel it right now, but there is a fire crossing our nation, and the church is being woke up. Literally, even the left tried to sell.
Amen.
The woke thing is for people who are woke. No, the church is woke up.
Amen. Amen.
Take it back to rainbow, too.
Arise, O Lord. Come to your resting place. Amen. Amen. The woke joke is not funny. It is the epitome of stupidity. And people will awake and see that. And they're being awoken to see that, because it's becoming ridiculous even to the ridiculous. Amen? So we rejoice in the Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Holy are you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Fred came in this morning. He said, there was nothing, and I don't know how God did it, but he spoke, and all this appeared. Amen. You know, amen. That is absolutely it. I'll never figure it out. If I'd have been standing there, if you'd have been standing there, you wouldn't have believed it. It can't be real. It is. God is real. The reality of God. We need to, I just got to tell you, you need to get wrapped up in that. You need to be wrapped up in that. You need to give yourself the time. That's why we take the time. Here, we take the time. We take the time. I listen to the Lord as we worship. I listen to what he says. If he says he wants to hear something again, we'll hear it again. What he says is what we'll do. And the prayer is that, you know, it'll work on you. It'll work with you. It'll work for you. It will bring you into where God wants you. You should want to be where God wants you. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving. Wait quietly before God, Psalm 62 says. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. Wait upon the Lord, I say again. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Upon the Lord. Upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. You see, we get confused with our waiting. We're waiting on what we want. We're waiting on what we desire. We're waiting upon what we need. We're waiting on those things. And those things can be a long time coming, but the Lord's there right away. And so we wait. We wait. We wait upon the Lord. We come into his presence. How quickly do you enter his presence? Or how quickly, in some people's cases, how long do we wait for this to be over? You know? Wait upon the Lord. You know, I know I talk about jail a lot, but I learn a lot. I see a lot at the jail. I see at the jail when I have... Last Sunday, I had a group. We had to get extra chairs for one pod, and they came in. And probably all but about three of them were new faces. And I watched as some of those new faces tried to distract themselves from what God was doing. They'd rather converse between themselves, distract each other from what God was doing. God forbid that we enter into this. But others just kept dropping one at a time, another one at a time. And we were down to just one that was sitting there ducking behind somebody that was there. And I could see him turn his head and he'd try to smile and talk to somebody else. But pretty soon somebody else wasn't paying any attention to him because they had entered in. We need to watch ourselves that we just don't become willingly and desirably distracted from what God is doing. Because if we will just enter in, and that's what they ultimately did. They just entered in, and by the time they were all done, they were very grateful for what the Lord had done, even though they probably had no clue what the Lord had done. But they recognized peace. They recognized it. And also, last Sunday, someone came in that previously, when they came in, they said, when I'm out, I'm drugging and I'm just going crazy. And when I get here, I just don't feel good. And then when I get to chapel, I feel good. And you could tell that peace came upon him. But then this last Sunday when he came in, you could tell that peace was not with him anymore. And the Lord was so good that as I was sharing, somehow or another, I brought up the, you know, staying away from Ouija boards and tarot cards, stuff like that. You know, that stuff's in there, so God just throws it out. And this guy said, wait a minute. Did you say tarot cards? I said, yeah, I said those. I just had my first reading last night. I said, that explains something. But he was so right on. He just knew stuff about me that I didn't know. I said, of course the devil knows stuff. But there's a battle then, you know, because the devil wants to win. We should want to win. You know, you should want to win. You should fight to get into the presence of the Lord. Take on the enemy. And finally, we got it settled down a little bit. I said, okay, so tell me something. How'd it make you feel? You don't have the peace you had last week, do you? No, but it was so right on. I said, okay, so you're going to be messed up forever because of one right on. You know, a person could read you without tarot cards and without being, you know, even seeking God, they could read you. You're a mess. And you know you're a mess. You said you're a mess. Well, that pod left, next pod came, everything went on. I got done, walked in to put my guitar in the bathroom, and the devil began to tell me, I'm going to get you. I said, no, you won't get me. You ain't got what it takes to get me. You aren't going to have anything happen. So Wednesday when I pulled in for chapel, just pulled into the parking lot, and God said, I want you to pray for every pod against this. Because now we know that there is that directly in there. Okay, that's my plan then. I'm going to do that. And so every pod, and it was all the girls this time. And every pod, I said, we're going to do this. We're going to talk about this because this is what God wants done. I need to pray for you because we know now that there is absolute demon activity, specific demon activity going on here. In every pod, I talked about Ouija boards and I talked about tarot cards and I talked about cards. In every pod, you could just see them go like this. I said, how many of you need prayer for that? Bah! Hands went up and we prayed for every one of them. One girl, I started talking about it. We prayed for it and she just started crying. She said, oh man, I needed to hear this because I just had court and I got 5 months and I had just read the cards that night and I felt like a number five came up and now it was 5 months and that's really good and I needed this because I know that this is evil now. And so she didn't sit there and tell me, but it was so right on. It was a mess. Because maybe without the cards, it would have been 5 days. Who knows? But God knew just exactly what he was doing. Every single pod, every single one of the ladies were just ready to be free from that. Ready to be free. You know, we need to be ready to be free. We're Christians, right? We all love Jesus, right? But sometimes we're messed up. You know? Sometimes we're messed up. The best thing we can do is fix it. The best thing we can do is recognize it. And when we recognize it, then we can talk to the Lord and then we can be free from it. Not sit around and justify, well, you know. Well, you know what? You know what? What? Tell me what? Well, you know. No, I don't know. Tell me what? What is it? I mean, it's like if we're going to go to the Lord and say, well, you know, Lord, fix everything. And he says, what do you want? Well, you know. No, that ain't going to work. You know, if God says what, he's saying, get specific. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Okay, so let's go on with waiting, shall we? You know, we can. Okay, we won't quit that then. We can become so Christian that we quit dealing with things. Like it's just gonna disappear because I'm a Christian. No. And so we bury things and we hide things and we reject things and we rationalize that we've rejected it and we justify that we've rejected it, but every time it comes up, it makes us mad. That's a pretty good sign. Like when the guy's, but it was so right on. No, it wasn't so right on. It was the devil. It was the devil. How many years ago did we run into a little problem because your pastor called the devil the devil? And the presbyters came to the house and said, you can't do that. You can't say that Christians can be bothered by demons. You need to keep that a secret, maybe one-on-one, but don't you tell everybody. You can't stand in a church service and say Christians can be bothered by demons. I said, you guys are messed up. I mean, obviously you're bothered by them. Why would it bother you if I said that they're bothered by them? Well, because God, the denomination, says that's not what we believe. You got messed up priorities. We don't need to have messed up priorities. Our priority one is, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord? Elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you. When we can get around to it, when we have time, when we feel like it. No, worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you. Present, now, always. Lord, you are right now holy. And I right now need you. Right now, I need you. You know, sometimes it might not hurt if you just ran out in the middle of the street and said, I need Jesus! That's where Matea's going right now. She's running out in the street just screaming to the whole town, I need Jesus! You need Jesus! Stopping traffic. That's how I dream. Now, I think that could happen easily with that girl. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress where I will never be shaken. We all know that. We've read that psalm, right? But listen to that. He's my fortress where I'll never be shaken. My goodness, if there's a place where you can't be shaken, where do you go? You know? When the park rangers came and said, you need to go to protection because there's a tornado coming, we went to the building that couldn't be shaken. We believed that that building couldn't be shaken. I suppose that building could be shaken, but it wasn't shaken with us in it. So everybody should have been thankful that we were there. You got to think right. You know? You wait upon the Lord. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. I wait quietly before God. I know it's hard to imagine that I'm quiet, but I do. I wait quietly before God. Until I can't wait quietly any longer. Interestingly, on Thursday, after Wednesday, I was having a superiorly productive day, and all of a sudden, maybe I got even more productive. But I hit a wall. And I had no energy. And I'm not sure how I felt, but I had no energy. And the fact that I didn't have any energy, you know, Vicki, bless her heart, declaring me sick. and coming up with diagnosis. And Michael, he was certain that there was something wrong with Dad. Here's the thing that happened so many times. You know, it was interesting. Because I would be laying there without energy, and then I would just and it was holy. It was just like it just raised up my body. And I mean, I wasn't crying out pain, I wasn't doing anything, it was just, I don't know what was going on. I honestly don't, but it was always good. It was just always good. And I do my best to be patient, but I don't, when I'm in that, I would just soon not, are you all right? And then Vicki would say, well, Michael's really concerned. Okay, I'm fine. I'm just fine. You know, why can't you just believe that I'm fine? And I don't know how many of those reposes there was where the growl came out or what. And it was just an energy just would start at the tips of my toes and just, and, you know, I turned it into a praise or whatever, but it was like, you know, I used to really, when I didn't feel good, like to puke. Because when you puke, you feel better after you puke. But there wasn't any puke. It was a roar. I like the roar better now than the puke. But, you know, then it was over. And, you know, in the midst of that, you may as well know that, of course, the devil is saying, I told you I'd get you. You know, I didn't have a lot of energy, but I could laugh at that. But he wants to. He wants to get you. He wanted to get me, and he especially wanted to get me because of Wednesday. I'm certainly looking forward to today. I'm looking forward to see whether there's more deliverance to go or it's already taken place because the monster's been crushed. Because there's a whole bunch of girls in there that have been monster crushers ever since that. And so those boys are in trouble. You know, because you know we like fools can be led astray. We can forget what we know, or we can reject what we hear, and this thing that sometimes that people talk about, you should just embrace your struggles. Just embrace your struggles. I can't find embracing struggles anywhere. And yet I hear a lot about, just hold on to them. Just hold on to those struggles and grow in those struggles, and then do your best to struggle your whole life so that you embrace those struggles, and then because you embrace those struggles, and you can help other people embrace their struggles. Nobody needs help embracing their struggles. They need help breaking away from those struggles. Some people hold on to their struggles and hold on to their struggles and talk about their struggles and encourage others with their struggles and how they grow in their struggles. Where's God? Where's God in that? I got my book of struggles. I know every struggle verse in the Bible. But never read to the end of the victory. I love reading through the Bible, they came to Hezekiah, and Hezekiah is the only king that had a paragraph that said that he did everything right, and it didn't say but. And they were so excited about how good things were. Hezekiah called for a great time of praise and celebration. And they had a great time of praise and celebration. For 7 days they praised and celebrated the goodness of God. And when it ended after 7 days, they said, hey, let's do this for another 7 days. And so they celebrated for 7 more days. Hopefully they left and celebrated for the rest of their lives. You see, in the midst of a, quote, struggle, you can celebrate God. We don't have to stop and pay attention to the struggle. We don't have to massage it and mesmerize it and be kind to the struggle, lest the struggle should get us. We don't need to, oh, my struggle. I rejoice. The cat loves to come out and just lays on top of me. First she'll sit on my lap, and then all of a sudden she'll shift, and she'll get to her side, put her paw up on my shoulder. And I can be praying or anything I'm doing, but I look down and she's looking at me. And I think, man, I'm always reminded of the battle. I'm always reminded of her trying to take my eyes out. I'm reminded of her biting the hands that feed her. And I look at that and I say, oh God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Oh, there he is, talking about his cat again. If it's not prisoners, it's cats. Wait, I can tell you about Mia, too. If I can learn from anything. I'm, pretty... anything that's not complicated. But the goodness of God, When Morris was biting our hands, I didn't go, oh God, when will this cat tame down? I didn't even think about the cat taming down. Vicky's going to feed it. It'll be in the house someday. Oh, that cat will never be in the house. You need to spend time with my cat. She's in the house. She is in the house. If she wants out, she doesn't care if I'm asleep. She's in the house. But I don't think she even worries about getting out anymore. I think just sometimes she checks to see if we love her. Claws at the carpet a little bit. Waits for me to come to the door. Goes back to her bed. Just checking, Dad. Do you think that maybe sometimes God just checks on us? I think that sometimes he just kind of reminds us that he's there, reminds us that he cares. You know? God doesn't make trouble so you'll look to him. He just doesn't do that. But he keeps waiting for us to learn that whenever trouble arises, if we would just look first, we'd be okay. We would be okay. If we didn't, you know, and I'm not knocking it at all, I'm not knocking books at all or anything like that, but you know, some people just turn to the trouble books. Oh, that person had a trouble. I feel better. I don't feel better because somebody else had a trouble. I feel better if I get rid of the trouble. Don't you think it's a good idea? I'm not knocking that, because some people, that's just really encouraging. But the problem is, sometimes if somebody's had a trouble and they can find somebody else that's had the trouble, then they can spend all day talking about the trouble. And you know how people can one-up one another? Oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, but this happened. Oh, but this. You know, by the time they're done, man, they are mountain climbing troublers. But then they get to the top of the mountain and don't know how to get down. You know, it's like, oh. I used to climb trees and have a hard time finding my way back down the tree. I watch these rock climbers and I think they are insane. Ha! You know, it's like a death wish. But God bless them. I hope they must be prayer warriors because they get through that. Wait. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait upon the Lord. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, okay, tell the Lord what you want and then thank him for everything he's done, and now wait upon the Lord. Now just wait upon the Lord. If you wait upon healing, that's all you're going to see is the lack of healing. You know? That's what you're going to see. And you're not going to feel good till it's over. But if you wait upon the Lord, you can feel good whenever you want. Because you're waiting on the Lord. And you don't have to wait upon the Lord because he's always near. So then you think, oh, wait a second. I don't have to wait. The Lord's right. Lord, you're right here. I'm just, oh, this is good. Me and you, Lord. Me and you, Lord. Me. Oh, I almost forgot I wanted something. You know? There's always something there to remind you, you know? There you are, enjoying yourself, waiting upon the Lord, and somebody says, did you ever get that thing you were looking for? I don't remember what it was. I had some ladies come in on Wednesday, and I had my red shoes on, and they came walking in, and the one gal that was there, oh, you got on your red shoes. He had a great story about those red shoes last week. I said, what was that? You know? Somehow or another, it really spoke to her that I wore those red shoes, and I ran the 5K, walked a lot of it, ran the 5K. No. I don't know what about that story spoke to her, but you know, she probably wanting to buy red shoes when she gets out. But it's like, I don't know. Wait upon the Lord. Think about that. Just think about that. Think about the difference in waiting for what you asked for instead of just waiting on what you already have. I called upon the Lord, and he heard me. We can remind ourselves, wait a second, God heard me. Because, you know, it's not like it was with Baal when Elijah said, maybe he forgot you. Maybe he's asleep. Who knows? Maybe he's on the toilet. Yell louder. You need to yell louder. You probably need to yell louder. They said, oh, that's a good idea. They started cutting themselves and bleeding. Yeah, we forgot about cutting ourselves. Elijah said, okay. Let's see what God can do. Let's just see what God can do. How about if we become see what God can do people? You see? Because sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. And then sometimes we aren't. Sometimes we aren't. I know that you've all been worried about the motor on our boat. You haven't, okay? Well, that's all right. You should know that our boat can float. But the motor quit. And Vicky said, "That's it. We're getting a new motor." Okay. We'll get us a motor. I'm not going to go into that whole story. But yesterday, my friendly mechanic came by to diagnose and fix my skid loader. I know you're worried about the skid loader. Winter's going to come. And it's a lot better if I got the skid loader than just the tractor. And so he was diagnosing it, and he doesn't see a big problem. He's going to fix it. And I said, "Do you ever worked on boat motors?" "Yeah, inboard and outboard." "Oh, I just want to praise you, Lord." And so we went to look at it. Now, unfortunately, those earmuffs don't work on my boat. Doesn't fit quite right, but I was standing there squeezing them. And he got that thing started. And he got it tuned. And shut it off. Turned it back on. Turned it off. Turned it back on. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. He said, "It'll start like that all the time now." "Oh, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right." Vicky said, "But we're still going to get the new motor, right?" How can you argue with that, right? If we just wait upon the Lord, just wait upon the Lord. In everything, just wait upon the Lord. You have a need, let him know, wait upon the Lord. No matter what is going on, we wait upon the Lord. You see, we take it, this is where we look and we recognize the problem. This is where we bring it back to the Lord. In this world, you'll have tribulation. Okay, I get that. I get that. I get that. You'll have tribulation, but don't forget to rejoice. I've overcome it. In the night, the Lord said, "Take my yoke upon you." It seemed like an abstract thing. I have to tell you, I don't know. For some reason, something abstract escapes me every place but God. But like Vicky will say something to me, and it's a left field conversation, and it's easier for me to just say, "What?" And of course she's mad when I say, "What?" Because of course I can't hear, she thinks. Might be surprised what I can hear, you know? But it's like, you know, all I'm doing is that I'm asking her to get the conversation into the playing field, you know? I mean, see, I used to be able to pretend better. Oh, yeah, I get that. But I probably didn't understand it all the time before. But, you know, all you got to do is know what somebody's talking about, you know? You don't understand this at all, do you? Okay. Well, good. Yeah, I'm just making sure. If I need to more carefully define that, I just want to do that. But that's what comes up. But when God says something like, "Take my yoke upon you," it's a little left field when I'm sleeping. Maybe it's a little bit in the restroom, but okay, I can gather myself in that, because that's what he says. "Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So take my yoke upon you. Don't carry stuff around. Don't struggle. Don't do anything like that. Just take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, after he was certain that I had that, then he started taking. You know, the Bible says, if anyone does not pick up their cross and follow me. So many people have tried to turn that into Jesus' cross. We got to pick up Jesus' cross. None of us were ever intended to carry Jesus' cross. One guy helped him carry it for a little ways, but he got rid of it. He didn't get up on it for Jesus. But, you know, we were never intended to carry his cross. We were all intended to carry our cross. My cross, your cross, our crosses are different. You know, we don't need to go shopping for somebody else's cross. Oh, this one fits good. You know, we don't need to be, you know, it's like, you know, oh, I want that cross. No, carry your cross. Pick up your cross. You take my yoke, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You pick up your cross. What if today's cross is just a worship cross? I got to worship. I'm just not that way. That's just not my thing. But it's your cross today. You know? What if your cross is bless somebody that curses you? Oh man. I want to trade this cross in. Because if your cross is bless someone that curses you, you're going to run into somebody that curses you. You're going to get a full frontal opportunity to bless them. You see, the cross has many facets. But you just pick up yours. You just pick up yours. And don't make things into a cross that aren't a cross, you know? I mean, don't just take something out and say, oh, this is my cross today. I'm going to have to struggle again today. I'm going to have to struggle again. Maybe I can help somebody else struggle today. Maybe you can help somebody else get free today. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, maybe to define that cross. And maybe that cross just needs to stay there while you've got his yoke upon you, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Things can be huge, folks. Things can become so big. Things can be some so big, and they can become so heavy. That's why he said, yoke up with me. You can't carry it. You can't carry it. You can't. Nobody can carry it. You can't carry anything. Don't even think you can carry. Oh, I can do this one myself. No, you can't. It'll turn into a monster. It'll turn into a monster simply because you're feeding it. You know, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. Don't feed the monster. Get over close to Jesus. Take on his yoke. The burdens go away. When I was praying for those girl pods, you know, it's funny to watch them, you know, because you can see the things leave them, and then they're sitting there and they're going to each other. They're feeling the presence of the Lord. Oh, I just feel so much better. How many of you feel better laughing and crying and excited? They are excited about the Lord. You know how precious that is for them to be excited about the Lord? How great it is that they just go ahead. They don't have all those inhibitions. They just go ahead and they are excited about the Lord. You know? So they walk out and they're laughing and they're joking and the guards are going, you know, because they know what's going on. It sneaks out in the halls. Jesus isn't confined to a room. You know, let Jesus sneak out of you. Let it just become obvious. You know, You've been waiting on the Lord and he's all over you. And there's just something. There's just something. Something about you. Something about the joy that you can spread. Something about the victory that you seem to have. Something. Something. And you know what that something is. Jesus. What are you so happy about today? I just was waiting on Jesus. Oh, that. No. Wait. Let's talk about this. I love to catch people. Yesterday I wasn't. Probably Friday. Friday, there was somebody I wanted to ask a question, and there he was. He was where his place of work was, and I'm talking. I said, "How you doing?" "Well, I'm doing better." I said, "Whoa, what's been wrong?" He told me a story of what's been wrong. I just put my hand on him. I said, "Oh, Lord," and I started praying for him, and he was right into the prayer. I mean, he was into the prayer. Amen. And then all of a sudden, he shifted. I wasn't sure what he shifted about, but we got done praying. Wow, I was feeling good. I turned around. Somebody had pulled up in a pickup, and they were watching him get prayed for. We'll work on that. But he was into being prayed for. Don't hesitate to pray for people. Don't hesitate. Just pray. Pray right there, right now. All just pray. Just pray. Because God will do what God's going to do, whether they're into it or not. But they have received. Wait upon the Lord. Just remember to wait upon the Lord. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, there's really no waiting for you because you're already present. But there's us waiting to know what we're waiting for. What are we waiting for? We're just waiting for us to get over us and get over things and just wait upon you. Oh, Lord, there is. As Vicki Slager declared, there's a fire. Oh, there's a fire burning. And that fire should be burning in us. That fire should be burning. It should be out of control in us. We've got answers. We've got encouragement. We've got deliverance. We've got joy. We've got peace. We've got power. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're not going to put off letting the fire burn. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Exalt thee as I do.